Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at God's goodness is unchanging, based upon James chapter 1, verse 16 through 18. In an effort to reassure the Christians in his day, as well as our day, James wants his beloved brethren to know that the goodness of God does not change. James is warning his readers about being deceived by some who would promote the idea that God will sometimes bring about evil things. He makes his case by using three attributes of God. James chapter 1, verse 16 through 18. By using the words of endearment, "my beloved brethren," James is connecting with them as a fellow believer in Jesus. He wants them to understand and have the confidence that every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. To emphasize his point, he says these good gifts and perfect things come down from the Father of lights. James points out that this Father of lights does not change by using the two phrases, no variation or shifting shadow. God is not fickle when it comes to his actions. God is always going to do what is good, and especially for his people. Another proof James uses to point out God's goodness is how God brought about his will. James says this will was brought about by the word of truth. He goes on to say that as Christians, if we follow this word of truth, we will be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. As we consider the unchangeableness of God, it should give us great confidence that he wants to help us in all our situations in life. We should feel like we can rely upon God in all our circumstances, and especially the more difficult ones. We should have the firm trust that God is going to be there regardless of what happens to us in life. Regardless of whether we are faced with persecution because we are a Christian, or we are tempted by our own lust, followers of Jesus should not be deceived by those who would cause us to doubt God being with us at all times. God is not a light that will cause a shadow, but rather is a light that does not vary. The Christian's conclusion should be, God is unchanging. In dealing with the various trials of life, Christians should ask for God's wisdom as to how they should handle them. They should recognize that they sin when they allow their own lust to go unchecked. However, the most important thing they must conclude is that God gives only good things and not evil things. Christians who constantly remember that this characteristic of God as being unchangeable will have the assurance, confidence, and the feeling of certainty that they can truly be living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
It's my joy.